turn it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tantalk Radio Network, where you can find help and hope with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And today with me, as always, what are you doing?
I don't hear you.
You don't hear me?
Not in my earphones.
Okay. I have my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well.
We had a great week, didn't we?
Oh, my goodness. It was so fun. I love your sister and Heidi and Tommy.
I had my family come in. We had a 70th birthday party for my husband, which was very wonderful. And people came in from all out of town. And the really cool thing was, I have to say thank you to Tom Duper from I Celebrate Lives, because Tom made a video about my Tom's life, with like 165 photos and songs like Under the Boardwalk and New York, New York and We Are Family. And the best part of it was, so we played the video through the party and everything, and we watched it 10 times since then at least, is the memories it brought back, the things you forgot. And it was just a wonderful thing. And Tom, you did such a great job, and I'm very grateful for it. So I want to let any of my viewers know, Tom from I Celebrate Lives makes videos, restores photos. You know, when you have that photo and you take it out of the frame and it's stuck to the glass. So he can do all that kind of stuff.
He's
so
fabulous. He added an arm to somebody. The arm was cut off in the picture, and he just added one.
So you can find Tom on my website, lindascaregiverconnections.com, and his company is I Celebrate Lives. We also have our amazing producer, Mr. Peter Blake, here today.
What's Happy Saturday.
Happy
How are you doing?
Happy Saturday.
I'm ready to go. How about you?
You're always ready to go.
I'm always ready to go for my third year anniversary show, The Sports Web, from 3 to 6, the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you our own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. And, of course, don't forget, on April 26th, NFL Draft Show, live at Average Joe's Bar and Grill, 5858 Roosevelt Boulevard in Clearwater, from 8 to 10, right on this radio station, live out there during the NFL Draft. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Like I say, this boy is on fire. He's on fire. Well, I have to tell you, so my husband Tom got for a birthday present 2 tickets to the Yankees versus the Devil Rays on June 23rd. So I will be coming in with my Yankee shirt.
Well, they are playing like the Devil Rays, but they're the Rays now. But they are playing like the Devil Rays, and that's a heck of a ticket. So should have fun.
Well,
yeah. Tell me how it goes.
I'm gonna wear a Devil Rays.
Devil Rays? Well, that's okay. That'd be a salute to the team this year and 20 years ago, because it is their 20-year anniversary.
Is it 20 years already?
Yes, 1998.
And we know Lynn is a little devilish.
We all know that.
Yes, we know that.
We know that all about the show. Listen to the show itself.
Yeah.
In the archives.
So we also have a special guest on the show today, Larry Cooper. Larry and I have known each other for, a while now.
Yeah, over 10 years.
In different fields,
yeah, absolutely,
too. In different ways, how things work together. But so, Larry, tell our listeners what you do, a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
Well, first, thanks today, today we're talking about another series of caregivers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me today. And I'm with the Children's Home Network, and I'm the Chief of Prevention and Intervention Services. So I've been working now, over 17 years with grandparents that are raising their grandkids. So they're doing another type of caregiving that you're very familiar with. So we've been doing this really challenging work, but really rewarding, to work with grandparents that are really full-time caring for kids due to a number of reasons, if it's substance abuse or mental illness or the death of a parent, accident, a number of things, as you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we really work hard to advocate for grandparents to, you know, know where all those resources are.
Yeah, help we're going to talk about that all those because things. You don't know.
And yeah, they you many know? Of them come and they're you know just shocked and overwhelmed, and we're stepping in to help them. At,
well, you know, when you become a caregiver in any realm, sometimes it's gradual and you just like fall into that caregiving. But many times it's a diagnosis, it's a fall, it's an arrest, it's a, and all of a sudden you become a caregiver overnight. I have no idea what you're doing. Or what's out there, and there's so much emotion involved in it, and you want to do the right things for your grandchildren and for everybody else. You know, years ago I used to run a support group, and it was called PASTA, Parenting a Second Time Around, for grandparents taking care of your grandchildren. And just to know that you're not alone, and that you're not the only one in this boat, I think is a huge thing too.
Yeah, and as you know, we've talked about getting grandparents to just know that those kinds of resources are out there, and to come together and have some fellowship and really learn from each other and support each other, cry together, laugh yeah. together, you know, because they're going through a lot, and we have to make sure, you know, they, you know, have the support they need. They're so isolated sometimes.
Yeah,
and there's a lot in this area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in Pinellas County, we host 8 support groups every month, wow. daytime, nighttime groups for these relatives. We're busy in all the Tampa Bay area, Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco, trying to make sure that there are groups for these families.
So, and all that information will be on my website this week.
Yeah,
they're going to
give
you
all that information,
and we'll
post,
get that on
and,
there.
Yeah, because we want families to really know about it, because as we've talked about, grandparents sometimes are embarrassed, they're ashamed, they're isolated. And
they're scared.
They're scared, and they have no idea that there are services that are specifically designed for them. I mean,
right.
we know that there's services for children.
There's always that talk, grandparents have no rights.
Yeah, absolutely. They
don't. And I think when you hear that, then you think, I have nothing.
Well, they're afraid to call us sometimes because they're afraid social workers are going to come in and ask to have their kids taken away
yeah.
because they don't have any legal custody.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have a power of attorney. And so, you know, and then the parent, and the grandparents, you know, are afraid to let professionals know that they need help because they don't know what that's going to ultimately mean. So we partner with a couple of the local legal aid offices here, Bay Area Legal Services, Gulf Coast Legal, law clinics and things of that nature. So they are educated about, you know, the fact that they do have rights. There are things they can do to protect their grandkids. And it's really, with some guidance, it's all doable. So we want to make sure that they understand how to do those things. We'll walk them right through it. We'll help them go down that path, even though it can be really overwhelming.
Well, you know, and it's a whole new world. I mean, we have grandparents that are taking care of their parents, and sometimes their children, and sometimes their grandchildren. I mean, it's a tough world out there today. There's a lot going on.
We're living a lot longer, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we were talking earlier that, you know, there's so many kids living with relatives now. You know, the normal family constellation, the nuclear family, we don't see it quite that much anymore. And I run into people all the time who are grandparents, aunts and uncles, adult siblings, you know, close family friends who took in a child, a relative, a close family friend's child for a period of time. They thought it was going to be temporary, and
yeah.
here they are, you know, 5 years later, still doing the same thing.
And you got to figure out this kid, because it's not when I was taking care of my kid.
Yeah.
There's all the electronics, there's all the this, and there's a lot of scary stuff with that, too.
Yeah. I would be getting them all a flip phone.
Yeah, that's all you get.
I end the problems immediately.
Yes, the high technology stuff. So no, it's crazy because a lot of the grandparents, you know, again, are, you know, they haven't been involved with the school system in a long time. I mean,
right.
even my kids, you know, math does not look the same as it
no,
did.
No, not at all.
You
no.
know, 15 years ago. I mean, long division is not the same thing.
No.
I mean, these
no.
are.
It's harder.
And now kindergartners are doing PowerPoint.
Yeah,
they're doing
PowerPoint.
Stuff on the computer. They have to do fancy presentations. And many of our grandparents, they don't have a computer. They're
right.
afraid of their iPhone.
Right.
You know, they don't know how to access the report card now. It's online. You
right.
It, you
the messages from the teacher are
the
online.
The messages.
And if you're not online,
yeah,
you don't know. And then the teacher says you didn't know. Like,
exactly.
Know.
Exactly. And again, and even to make it more complex, right, these kids have trauma. They've experienced losses.
Right.
They've been neglected. You know, there's so much going on with substance abuse right now in the state of Florida and around the country. And these kids have been so neglected, potentially traumatized and abused. And so now grandma's trying to figure out, why is Johnny misbehaving in the classroom? Why is he having such a hard time? Why is he having nightmares?
Why does he just want to play the computer and nothing else?
Yeah, yeah. Because
that's been his only...
outlet.
Right. His only escape. His only.
So all these behaviors are new. All the, you know, having to deal with the counseling. Because maybe for grandparents, you know, therapy was kind of taboo. You know, you don't go to talk to anybody about your problems.
No.
Keep the business in the house.
That's right. Don't talk to anybody about this stuff. So, and then old discipline styles.
Yeah.
You know, right? With parenting.
Yeah.
And so now you go to school and you tell the teacher, oh, grandma swatted me on the, you know, backside.
Yeah.
And the teacher's calling, you know, the hotline. And grandparents are like, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, I don't.
Tie them up.
Get the duct tape out and, you know, those kind of things.
But them.
Yeah, but nowadays, you know, we really try to provide them the local experts. You know, we at the support groups will bring in those educational specialists, the parenting experts, the trauma-informed experts, all these folks to these meetings to help them understand, like, what are you going to do now? I mean, you just they're often at their wits' end before they call or look around for help. And so we really try to get out to them as quickly as we can.
You know, I think the most important thing to remember is you're on a team with your kids. You're a team. Now, it's a whole different dynamic
of
what it was before. We had to figure out how to be a team. I had to learn stuff. They had to learn stuff. We had to, like, fill in, you know, whatever kind of thing. Because it's hard for these kids.
But even today, right, you have grandparents who still, you know, even though the parents are still taking care of them, you know, my parents used to run by and, you know, pick up my daughter from school if we couldn't get them at the bus stop. They, you know, would help out to get them to an extracurricular activity because I had to work late. And so grandparents are always been involved, right? They've been a part of the lives
of kids. When I was a kid, they lived with you, a lot of them.
That's right. That's right. So now, you know, we're asking them to do the full-time caregiving. And, you know, across the country, there's 7.2 million children living with a relative full-time with a grandparent. And it's, you know.
How many in Pinellas County?
Pinellas County, 15,000 kids that we know about.
Right.
That are living with their relatives, you know, through the Census Bureau, through our work, through paying attention and talking to folks in the community. So there's a lot. I mean, that means there's like close to 7,000 grandparents just in Pinellas County alone.
Right.
That are full-time caregivers for a child. And like you said, they could be in the sandwich generation also taking care of an elderly family
member. So caregivers
member.
Out there, know that you're not alone. Know that there are resources. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some resources and about some help you can have. Because once you start getting that assistance, once you start realizing that you're not alone, once you can start to figure out some stuff about the kids, it gets better. It's so tough, especially in the beginning. It's really tough. You know, the kids don't want to sleep, and they're afraid, and whatever.
Then there's medical and dental.
Yeah, and it's, but you know what I can tell you what worked for me, which was really important, is I got to be friends with all the other parents. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm the old grandma here. You're like the young mom. We need to be friends. You need to help me. And they were more than welcoming, you know, to help me. And so I always knew who all the friends were and who was the soccer people and the karate people and, you know, the dance people and whatever. But so now sometimes, though, my granddaughter still comes and stays at my house. Sometimes now she's a teenager. And now she wants some kids to sleep over. And, you know, maybe they want to be out to 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, so this is the deal. Because I don't know the kids now.
Right.
I don't know their parents. I know nothing. So I say, okay, you can be out till 10. Then you guys can sleep here. If you're going to have some friends over, they can stay till 11. You know, and then the boys got to go or whatever.
Right.
And every kid that comes to my house, I give them a postcard. And I say, I want your name, your address, your phone number, your parents' names. And they look at me like, what the heck? But I say to them,
how much they make, in case we run out of snacks.
But the thing is, God forbid, there's a fire in my house.
Right.
And they're stuck in the bedroom, and I'm out there with the fire department, and I go, who's up there? I don't know, Skylar and some of her friends. But the kid's kind of like, yeah, okay, grandma.
Yeah.
Like, G-ma. That kind of makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, G-ma, they call me.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many people involved in the life of kids, and I think many times now, grandparents are kind of the glue, right, for many families, still the hub of what goes on, you know, especially when you can live close by to your to your kids.
Especially because the parents, a lot of the times, both of them have to work, which in my day, only one worked.
Right.
And the mother was there for
And one didn't drive.
No.
Didn't even drive.
No.
Right.
Right. Right.
So, but now they have to work to make ends meet. So you really need a community to help with your kids.
Well, and even many of our grandparents are younger and younger. I used to think of grandparents as the old gray-haired little lady down the street. Now she's a 52-year-old grandmother.
Right. Who's I was in my 30s when I was a grandmother.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. But that was my husband's kids. I was not that promiscuous because I didn't know what it was about then.
Right. But yeah.
Yeah, so they're much younger now. Yeah. I mean, we have young caregivers that are, you know, trying to manage. You know, sometimes they still have their own children. We have aunts and uncles and adult siblings that are raising their, you know, younger sister and brother. And they have to have a, you know, they have to have a job. They're trying to navigate their own children's needs. They're, you know, doing, you know, multiple types of caregiving. Yeah. And so it gets really complicated fast. But the cool thing, and we'll talk about as we go along today, is we have grandparents and relatives working in the program to help other grandparents, which is so exciting.
That's fabulous.
So
yeah,
this
so
is no longer.
Let's talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, so I mean, this is no longer just a social work program. I mean, we have caregivers who, like you, Linda, have become experts in what other grandparents need from your own experiences. And so we have grandparents who are outreach coordinators. We have grandparents who are support group assistants. We have grandparents who are what we call navigators. And so they're a part of the work. They're informing us, like, hey, this is what we're seeing.
This is what we need to know.
This is what we as social workers need to know so then we can advocate for those resources that they need. I drove up to Tallahassee back in, I think it was January, with 8 grandmothers for Florida Senior Day.
Woo-hoo!
And we were knocking on doors with the legislators' offices. I'm like, tell your story. These people need to know.
Right.
How important this is, how many of you are doing this. And some came with walkers and canes, and we had to move slow at their pace. But we had a great day because they were able to tell people who had no idea
what's going on,
what their struggles are, and how valuable it is to our whole community that they're doing what they're doing, because these kids would be in foster care. I licensed foster homes for 8 years. I've been around child welfare for many years, and it is so difficult for kids to be in foster care away from their families. When they
and
could
maybe
be with
from
their,
one to the next to the
and
next.
One to yeah exactly
or the gas station.
Or the gas station, right? So they're moving around from place to place. But with grandparents, it's somebody they know, somebody they love, somebody whose house they've been to a dozen times, a million times for dinner, for a sleepover, for a movie night. And so it's so much easier for that kid to understand grandma's going to be there for
family.
You.
I still have my family somewhere there whatever.
That's right.
And you know, there's a flip side to that coin, because I remember somebody coming into a support group saying to me one time, getting custody of my grandchildren saved my life because she was older and she needed their help also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So they were
actually helping
her.
Yeah, right, because so many grandparents have dealt with isolation, right? Maybe the spouse has passed away. They've been living alone for many years. And bringing a child into your life, right, lights you up, right? You're playing games, you're singing songs, you're going out to the park, you're walking the dog, you're doing all these other fun things that you forgot about, right? Because we get into our routines, we have our, you know, the things that we do, we like to sit on the couch and watch this favorite TV show, but kids don't let you do that, right? They want you to, you know, especially young children, right? We see many of our grandparents who are raising, you know, brand new babies, infants and toddlers and preschoolers. And those kids are not sitting around watching television. They want to be running, playing, doing. And so it really lifts the spirits of many grandparents when they get the opportunity to spend that really quality time with their grandkids. But again, it's a mixed bag.
But I have to say, sometimes you get custody of your grandchildren because there's been a family crash. This doesn't happen overnight. Things have led up to this situation, so... After I had custody of my grandchildren, I lost my home, I lost my life savings, my daughter was away, my son-in-law was deceased, my marriage broke up, blah, 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 blah. And some days I would wake up angry. Like, why do I have to do this? And is that right? And at this age, I shouldn't be doing this. And one day I thought, maybe these kids saved my life.
Mm. Right. Sometimes it's like a
because
blessing in disguise,
because with everything that
right?
I had been through, maybe I would have fell in the hole.
Right.
But I couldn't.
Right.
Because I had to get up and do and be for them, so... After I came to that realization, every time I would get angry at them, I'd look at them and I'd say under my breath, they saved your life, Linda. They saved your life. Be nice to them.
And look what it's where it's led, right? Yeah. I mean, there's so much good work that's been done.
Yeah, and my daughter's really healthy now, and her kids are back with her, and that's huge. And she's giving back now. My daughter's helping somebody else's child has some issues. So that's totally wonderful. But it's challenging.
Right, and I think the emotional part for grandparents we underestimate. You know, when you're a foster parent, right, you volunteer to step in to do this, right? When you're a grandparent, you get a knock on the door in the middle of the night from a sheriff, and he says, well, if you can't take the kids, they're going to go into foster care.
And you're like,
I'm going to do this. And you drop everything. You don't think about the consequences, what it's going to mean tomorrow when you have to go to work, or, you know, what it's going to mean for your relationship with your adult child.
Yeah.
Because then it puts you in an adversarial position with them, right? Because they'll tell the kids, oh, well, grandma took you away from me, or, you know, grandma's really keeping you from talking to me, seeing me, whatever the case is. And really, grandma's trying to protect the kids to be safe from any further abuse or neglect.
Well, I'll tell you, I was so lucky with that, because my daughter was like, my mom needs to take care of the kids right now. I can't take care of them.
Yeah.
And the kids were like, you're going to go to grandma. Grandma's going to take care of you. So that's a whole different situation too.
Right, and 75% of the ones around the country really are family arranged, you know, where mom or dad said, I can't do this, or I'm struggling, and they've maybe moved in with the grandparents at one point for a temporary stay, and then they say, look, I got to go. I got to get my life together, and, you know, can you take care of the kids for a little while? Or they just leave or disappear because of substances, domestic violence, and those kind of things.
Yeah.
And so then grandma's then, you know, picking up the pieces, and many times the legal, formal systems are never involved, and then the grandparents are basically on their own. No one says, hey, well, here's where you go to get some assistance. Here's where the best counselors are.
Here's where you can go get some clothes for these kids.
Some clothes, bedding, food. You could apply for cash assistance that will help you pay for the daycare or you know, get them in extracurricular activities. They don't even know that that stuff exists.
So if people don't know the situation you're in, they can't help you. When people found out the situation I was in, all of a sudden they're bringing bags of clothes over my house. You know, they're bringing things that I needed, and I was so grateful for that. Right. But we have to go and hear from our partners right now, because you know how it goes, guys. If you don't hear from the partners, you don't get to hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but even more terrible was the realization that mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. LindasCaregiverConnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me, and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the caregiver affirmation? Or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers. And you can order yours today.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back, and what did I forget to do?
You didn't welcome our new listeners.
I didn't give a shout-out to our new listeners at the beginning of the show. So a shout-out to Francine in St. Pete Beach and Aggie in Clearwater and Ruth in Bel Air. We're so glad you listen, and we hope you tell your friends to listen and know that if you can't listen to the show live, you can listen to the podcast, you can listen live on Facebook. We are everywhere.
We're on fire, too.
Where are we? Get around.
Not like Peter, but a little bonfire.
Yeah. Peter agrees. So our tip this week from Dr. Colette Chesko, my wonderful chiropractor who helps me keep in great shape every day, is to sleep and meditate. Sleep is essential for body and mind. Most people need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. I know most of you don't get that, but that's really what is the most healthy for you. Less than that means you're basically like jet lagged. So think of it about caregivers, how important it is to sleep. And meditation literally changes the structure of the brain, promotes relaxation and neurological organization. There are so many meditation techniques. Find something you like. There are apps you can use. You know, when I have a problem sleeping at night, I have a CD that I play, and it's just ocean music. So you just hear the ocean and the birds, but there's all subliminal messages. It says, you are loved. Everything works out for me. I'm joyful and grateful. And when I put that thing on, I'm asleep before the CD stops. And even if I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can do the same thing, and I think I've just programmed myself to do it that way. But it's much better than taking a Ambien or, you know, whatever else kind of thing. So sleep is really, really important.
And you lose weight, you know, the more you sleep.
Well, and you know what the thing is, too? People think when they sleep that their body is just sleeping. No, that's the time that your body rejuvenates.
That's right.
That's the time that your body does all that stuff. And if you don't give your body the time to do it, it can't do it.
And if you stay up too long, you eat the wrong foods, and then you're not well again.
Yeah, it's all not good. It's all not good. I also want to give a shout-out to one of my most favorite partners and sponsors, Arden Courts. Arden Courts Memory Care Community was awarded Business of the Year by the Seminole Chamber. And that's a pretty big deal to get that award.
Well-deserved, too.
Yes, well-deserved. You know, guys, there's a lot of places. I do not just recommend anybody.
That looks like Barbara Bush.
It does look like Barbara Bush. God bless Barbara Bush.
Yeah, I went to wear my pearls today, but I couldn't find them.
Didn't feel pearly?
No, not today.
Maybe next week. Maybe next week.
Because today is her funeral.
Yeah, I taped it.
Did you?
Yeah, because I think it'll be interesting. I think she's was a pretty amazing woman. Pretty, and she did all that stuff with literacy, and I do a lot of stuff. We do a lot with my Kiwanis group, with kids reading and everything, so I think that's important. But you know what, Larry? There's a lot of things I want to hear from you that I think is really important. Resources, give it to us.
Caregivers
need to hear.
Yeah, so I think the first thing they need to do is call us, right, at 888-920-8761. Talk to our wonderful intake coordinator, Carmen, who's welcoming and inviting.
Yay, Carmen. And
Carmen's awesome. She's just amazing. She's taking phone calls from caregivers all over West Central Florida and getting them quickly linked to supports for our grandparents. We have a new, brand new Facebook page that gives them updates. If they follow us, or like us, they'll get to see all of the groups and activities that we're doing with our grandparents. So they can find us on Facebook at CHN Kinship, KINSHIP. And then they'll see, you know, all the things that we're doing. Like I said, we're doing 8 support groups every month, fun activities for families. That they can jump right into, meet other grandparents who are doing the same things.
And you guys hooked me up, too, with Big Brothers and Big Sisters at the time.
Wonderful. I'm actually meeting with them on Monday because mentoring gives grandparents some respite.
Yeah.
It gives them a little bit of a break, and it gives them a young adult who's going to really mentor them, provide them some emotional support, go out and do some fun things with those kids, boys and girls. And they can stay involved in the life of that child all the way until they turn age 18 and stay connected.
My granddaughter, her big sister, now lives in California.
Okay.
But we still talk on birthdays and Christmas, and they still have a connection, and it was a very wonderful experience.
Yeah, they've been a fantastic partner of ours all the way since back in 2004. And without the Juvenile Welfare Board here in Pinellas County, none of this would be possible. I mean, they've been supportive of our grandparents for such a long time. I met with Marcy Bittleman from JWB yesterday, and she's a grandmother. I mean, we know how important it is to support these grandparents. So we have these support group events. We have in-home services. So we
provide. Explain to that.
So we'll have either a navigator or a family support coordinator come out to the home, address all of their needs, talk to them about their own self-care, talk to them about what their kids need, talk to them to make sure that they're taking time for themselves. So we work and provide them some respite care into their home.
Explain to our listeners what respite care is for people that don't know.
So respite for us is that we have a screened, background-checked provider who will go to the home, give that grandparent a break. So they'll watch the kids for 3 to 5 hours while the grandparent can go to the doctor appointment that they need
to. Maybe go to that wedding they want to go to.
Go to the wedding or visit with a friend or make some phone calls.
Take a walk.
I mean, water the plants and flowers and, you know, just have some time for themselves to kind of regroup, regenerate, and kind of get themselves back in the game, because it takes a lot of energy to run around after young children.
Yeah.
And so so that respite we offer during the time that we work with them, and we have a wonderful provider called Park that comes out, and they'll meet with the caregiver to explain how that can help them, and then put that service. And all these services to them are free, which is fantastic, right?
Yeah.
They don't have to take a dollar out of their pocket. We're trying to help them, you know, stretch their dollars, stretch their budget. So we'll sit with them, do a budget, say, you know, you have all these new expenses. And then how do we get you connected to what we were talking about earlier, which is TANF?
Yeah,
which
explain about TANF.
You can apply through the state for cash assistance if you're raising somebody else's child, especially if it's a relative. So there's an online system that, again, for many grandparents is going to be a little complex if you don't know how to navigate it, because you have to have lots of information. It may take you 30 minutes to an hour to complete the application. And so our team is experienced in this, so they'll sit down.
They're going to hold your
hand. They're going to come out with a laptop.
They held my hand, believe me.
Yeah, they'll sit right with you, apply, get those benefits in place. If you need food assistance, we have so many grandparents who have what they call food insecurity, where they don't have enough for 2 solid meals a day. And so we'll help them apply for food stamps. And then if you have grandkids, you're even more food insecure.
Right.
And so, again, we're trying to stretch every dollar we can. So we know where the food banks are. We know where the clothing closets are. Clothes for Kids, who has an awesome program. There's a prom dress program, Belle of the Ball, that's out there that provides free prom dresses for girls to go to the prom. And I mean, these things are expensive, but grandparents need to, again, to make tough decisions when they have a limited fixed income. If you're retired, you're on disability. And so we really help them navigate those things, make sure they're able to sustain themselves long term, because they don't know if it's going to be 6 months with the kids or 5 years or forever.
Right.
And so we'll help them, guide them through the legal process. And so our team is really skilled, experienced, and trained. And again, we bring in all those other community experts to help us support these grandparents.
And it's free.
And it's all free to them.
Fabulous.
You know, in the evenings, we have activities for the kids so that grandparents can come out and have a meal that's cooked or prepared for them.
Wow.
They can have fun with each other, have fun with the kids. We're going to have a great picnic out at Philippi Park on June 1st for grandparents and kids. It's a beautiful park.
Oh, it is.
They have a great day. You know, last time we had a musician, and they were doing sing-alongs. I've had drum circles.
Wow.
We've done all sorts of neat stuff, door prizes and raffles and all sorts of fun for grandparents, because, again, they have to make tough decisions about where they spend their dollars. So we're providing free, fun activities if it's a lunch out, a movie night, you name it. So we really want them to get connected, because, as I mentioned earlier, we have relatives working in the program who know and have been through this themselves.
That makes such a difference.
It's huge. This is not always a professional social worker who's examining what you're doing. This is a grandparent or a relative who has been in those shoes.
Done that.
And maybe even still doing it. I was telling Linda before the show, one of our grandparents was our Employee of the Year, Tina Randecker. I'm taking her to Washington, D.C. in a few weeks. We're going to be on a panel at the U.S. Congress, the House Ways and Means Committee to talk about, like, why this is so important nationwide. Grandparents are saving our taxpayers millions of dollars. These kids would be in foster care.
And it's better for the kids.
Kids will do better, right? So we need to support these grandparents. It doesn't take much, right? Grandparents are going to do everything they can.
Yes.
We need to support them. And sometimes it's just support, navigation, communication, direction through all these barriers that we talk about. So we have so many resources. So I'll give that number out again. It's 888-920-8761. They can look us up online at childrenshomenetwork.org. There's lots of good information on our website about our kinship program. We're getting ready to do a fundraiser, not this Friday, but next Friday, the 4th of May, called A Night to Remember. We're going to have a 50s band come out. And,
it's always fun.
And it's fundraising for all the hard work that we're doing to support families and make that job easier for grandparents and caregivers to take care of themselves. I mean, one of the things that I'm so excited about this year is that we have health and wellness as a part of the program, right? Because as you know, and if you're always preaching, you know, we have to make sure we're taking care of those caregivers. So they're not eating right, they're not taking their medication, they're not sleeping well, they're not exercising.
Right.
And so we're really promoting.
Great.
You know, all these things with our health and wellness specialists in Tampa with Reach Up or with the Faith Community Nurses here in Pinellas County that, you know, they'll do blood pressure screenings and bring us information and reminders. I'm working with a sleep specialist now, Dr. Pandy, who's like, Larry, you guys don't understand how important quality sleep
what
is.
What we just talked about today.
And everybody I talk to says the same thing. Oh, I can't get a good night's sleep. I have sleep
and
trouble.
And you know what you feel like when you're done.
Yeah, and so you don't have patience.
Yeah.
You know, you're not thinking clearly. You don't remember as well. You're not losing weight. You're eating junk. You're drinking more coffee at the wrong hour,
or
watching TV or your computer or your cell phone until it's too late, until you pass out at night and you're exhausted.
And when you get up in the morning, you're exhausted.
Exactly. Right. So we're doing so much on that health and wellness front.
I just want to say one last thing before we hear from our sponsors. Caregivers, if you're a grandparent taking care of your grandchild and you're dealing with your kids, dance school, karate school, soccer team, whatever, tell them what you're going through. Tell them that you might need a little bit of help, because I found when I actually came and spoke to those professionals, because I wanted to keep my grandchildren in those sports and it was maybe a little financially difficult, that if I went there and said something, I might be able to get a little break, or I might be able to go there and do some volunteer time that would pay for part of the portions for the kids' activities. So don't be ashamed or embarrassed or anything. As Larry said, we got a lot of people here doing this, so just please reach out. And now we're going to go to our wonderful partners and sponsors, because you know the only partners I have are wonderful people. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know what that means. Get your paper and pens and pencils, because Lynn's got some good stuff to tell you.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On April 22nd at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will present Broadway. As always, it is pay what you can. Free snacks will be provided at intermission. For more information, call 727-204-4163. That's 727-204-4163. And then on April 25th from 1 to 3 p.m., Suncoast Hospice, here we go, Empath Health, such a hard thing to say.
I know, it's a mouthful. They keep changing the name.
I know. It's having a birthday party for Centurions at the Gathering Place in Clearwater. If you have reached 100 or surpassed it, you and a guest are invited. Please RSVP to D2E at 727-523-3427. That's 727-523-3427.
And Lynn and I will be there that day, and we're going to be like mini reporters there that day. So we're going to interview some of these people. And you can, if you're 96, you're allowed to come to the party too. So Lynn and I are going to interview and take some photos, and hopefully we'll have a couple of Centurions on the show maybe next month.
Maybe we'll meet a few guys.
Oh, hey. Brothers. Brothers.
All right, on May 19th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Two Lions Winery in Palm Harbor is the second annual chili cook-off. The cost is $10, which includes chili and a bottle of water. If you want to enter your favorite chili, please call 727-580-0028. And that's 727-580-0028.
And the proceeds from that event go to Better Living for Seniors and Area Agency on Aging. So it's a great event to promote. And Lynn and I will be there with our Chiquita Chile. So come and taste that.
Yes.
Yes.
Are there prizes?
What?
Are there prizes?
Yeah,
for the best
we could win a trophy. Would you believe that?
Ooh, I
if
don't
I
have any.
Got a chili
I have a
trophy,
basketball.
My life
no,
would be
me
set.
Either. All right. Then Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 to 4 p.m. If you are worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800. And that's the award-winning Arden Courts.
The award-winning Arden Courts. And remember, knowledge is power. And on April 22nd, we will not be at the Matinee Opera Players this month because we will be at the Power Stories Theater tomorrow. And we would like to say thank you to Fran Taylor Powers for donating 10 tickets for our caregivers. So we will be there tomorrow afternoon, 10 caregivers, and Lynn and I and my daughter to see Motherhood Out Loud. So thank you, Fran, for all you do. And I know that the caregivers that have been awarded these tickets really, really appreciate it. So I'm grateful for
that'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. A good laugh. All right, Larry, what's the most important things we need to tell our listeners before we cut off here?
All right, they got to get connected with us. So 888-920-8761. Get them connected to us. They can find us on the web, childrenshomenetwork.org. They can find us on Facebook at CHN Kinship, K-N-S-H-I-P. And then, again, we have this great, fantastic fundraiser. So if they just want to help out, if there's people out in your listening audience that just want to contribute to the cause that's going to help us help families stay strong and stay together, they can join us at the Night to Remember on Friday, May 4th from 7 to 11 at the Brian Glazer Family JCC, and they can get more information about it on our website or call 813-855-4435.
Okay. Perfect. So you have all this information. It'll be on my website. It'll be on Connecting Caregivers Radio. Next week, tune in. We have Laura McLaughlin. We'll be talking about her new book. I'm very excited about that. Thanks for tuning in, caregivers. I know how precious your time is, and it's not so easy to be able to do this, but I'm really glad that you spend this time with me today, with all of us today. And thanks, Larry, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here with you.
It's great, and we'll have to do it again. And you know how I love you, Lynn. And so please like us on Connecting Caregivers Radio. We look forward to spending a lot of time with you again next week. And remember, God loves you, and have a delicious day.
Soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and